Warm 101.3.
Everybody line up, line up. The show is about to start.
It's our fashionista, Joan Lincoln. All right, Joan. So beer, curly hair, what's the deal?
So our fashion first topic is hair again.
Hair again.
Well, because
it's always hair.
Hair today. It's here. You know, this muggy, dewy, thick weather just wreaks havoc for us curly hair girls. You got a full head of hair. Hair's a little fluffier and fuller.
I got a little frizz going on here.
So I'm not a beer drinker. I'm not encouraging that in this topic. However, it's interesting. I decided to treat myself to a random wash and blowout on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And my regular hairdresser's off on Mondays. And it was random. I was just like, I popped in and I was like,
so in other words, you're cheating on your hairdresser. That's
sorry,
what you're
Robert.
Doing.
Just this one time.
That's what you're doing. I get it.
It's hard. I'm feeling so deceptive. I'm just not that girl. Anywho, I sit down in the chair and the girl starts with this head massage. And I was like, oh, this is nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, afterwards, hair massage and curly hair, you know, it makes it grow a couple inches. And so she says, geez, you have really beautiful curls. And I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. I'm here to get this blown out. So she said, have you ever tried to do a beard treatment on your hair? And I'm like, no. She
goes, haven't we heard of this before?
Well, I've heard it. I haven't experienced it yet because I just got the blowout. So I'm going to do it this weekend and just see. So because I just damaged the daylights out of my hair with my product and my curling iron my blow dryer.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got like this really intense curliness here at the root of my hair. And then my ends get really straight.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got really unattractive hair unless I spend 45 minutes on it.
So what do? You shampoo with a beard?
So she said, just go ahead and give it a beard treatment. And she suggested it be non-alcoholic.
Okay.
Because
really, why bother? Why
waste it? And she said, you know, put it on there, leave it for a few minutes, and then rinse it. And I thought, oh, how clever.
I wonder why that is.
Well, I didn't really get into the scientific effects of this, but I am going to try it, and I'll get back to you on the results. And she said that, you know, curly hair this time of the year just goes through all kinds of craziness.
Yeah, tell me about it. Look at me.
I'm nice and straight now.
I'm looking like the scarecrow in a Wizard of Oz.
But, you know, it's just crazy that something like a product like that can help you, a
beer shampoo, an egg shampoo, and a mayonnaise shampoo now.
There's avocado.
Oh,
listen, I used to wrap my hair in mayonnaise when I was in high school. I'd wrap it. Yeah, just to get that oil on there.
Oh, my goodness.
I know it's crazy, folks, to think.
You know, how about a shampoo? Just saying.
With soap.
My goodness.
But wait, my shampoo is called No Poo.
No Poo?
By Diva Curl.
No. You know, I'm not certain that's a shampoo. I'm just saying.
Hold on.
Warm 101.3.